I have nothing to give you except that I love you all.
That's Anees Ahmad, a refugee from Pakistan, now a U.S. resident. He was one of many speakers at an hour-long rally that alternated repeatedly between the heartbreaking and the defiant.
Our friends and neighbors are under attack. What do we do?
Stand up, my
friend. When our friends and neighbors are under attack.
Trump's executive order suspends the U.S. refugee admissions program for 4 months, blocks Syrian refugees indefinitely, cuts America's annual refugee quota by more than half, and bans citizens of 7 countries from entering the U.S. for at least 90 days, including those who are also permanent legal U.S. residents. The president and his supporters say the move is necessary to ensure that refugees are fully vetted before entering the country. But advocates say the U.S. already fully vets potential refugees in a process that takes years. Some of the refugees who spoke on Friday described waiting for 10 years to be admitted. Mukhtar Mukhtar is a refugee from Somalia.
I got a resettlement program by USA government on 2007, but the process going very slow and waiting long time, again another 9 years. During those years, my wife, she buzzed away.
Mukhtar's own story had a happy ending. He finally arrived in the U.S. last February after 9 years in legal limbo.
That day, it was my shining day.
But millions of others remain trapped in refugee camps, including family members of some of those who have made it to America. The president's order means that many of those families will have to wait to be reunited, if they're ever reunited at all, and it means tens of thousands of people who were about to escape the refugee camps will have to remain there. On Friday, many refugees shared their stories about what that experience is like.
Nobody leaves his country with happiness.
In the refugee camp, there's insecurity, nowhere to go. My family currently there.
I had the children. We had to separate because of the war. Has been 10 years now.
When I was coming, I leave all my family back home. The one that stay back home has a health problem. There's no hospital in Central Africa or in Chad that can help him.
If you find nothing except hatred, you're like an animal, nothing more. Your future is not safe.
We are very lucky to be here. Now our hope and our joy is interrupted. Because we know those people still living back there, they are still suffering.
The rally was organized by Church World Service of Durham, an ecumenical organization that works with refugees from around the globe and helps them settle here in the Triangle. Director Ellen Andrews said politicians often talk about refugees as a danger or a threat, but the stereotypes don't match the reality.
The refugees I know are people who share with me pictures of their family members who are still overseas. They tell me that their daughter cannot wait to go to school, and that their son cries every night because he misses his dad so much. They tell me how much they miss their mother's cooking and how funny their husband is or how lovely and smart their wife is. They say to me, I cannot wait for you to meet them.
And while the president says he's worried that terrorists may use the refugee program to sneak into the country, Rabbi Larry Bach of the Judea Reform Congregation says that argument is as wrong today as it was 75 years ago.
The United States closed its door to German Jews and others as the original America First crowd tapped into the same nativist sentiments we are seeing today. Among their claims then, Nazi infiltrators will hide amongst the refugees and create an invasion from within. So we've seen this show before.
And Rabbi Bach joined many people on Friday, including Mansour Chima of Muslims for Social Justice and Jillian Johnson of the Durham City Council, who called for a movement to fight back for refugees and pledged to be at the center of that movement.
We have to be together. We have to be united. We cannot be selfish. We are one.
Caring for refugees is not optional for us. Our faith compels us.
Indifference kills as much as aggression.
This is exactly the time where we need a grassroots movement. We need a strong movement, and we need resistance from everybody.
If you march, I will march with you. If you protest, I will protest with you. Wherever the next few months or years take us, we are ready for a fight.
Friday's rally did not stop Friday's executive order, but it was a sign that the movement against it is only growing and only just beginning.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
chains!
Get back into Lewisburg chains!
Let's win, y'all.